RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you the news. News from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We will continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. Then we will end our program with Listener's Mailbag. That's our program for today, listener. And now let's stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo says Solo Sragen toll road is to be completed next year. The General Election Commission said that conflicting parties can register only one candidate. Police chief stated that mastermind behind Tolikara incident still unknown. The news in detail. President Joko Widodo or Jokowi, when inspecting the project in Sragen, said the construction of the Solo-Sragen section of the Trans-Jawa toll road is to be completed in 2016. Currently, the land clearing for the project has been completed. The toll road section would be completed for operation in the next Idul Fitri. Completion of the Sragen-Ngawi section is expected to follow in December 2016. He hopes that completion of all sections of the Trans-Jawa toll road could be completed by the end of 2016 as earlier expected. The president said there was no significant problem in land clearing for the Trans-Jawa toll road as most of the lands to be used for the projects are owned by state-owned forestry company PT Perhutani. He said when all sections of the Trans-Jawa toll road have been ready for operation, traffic jams in various areas in Jawa could be reduced. Parties plagued with conflict over stewardship can register only one candidate to contest in the regional head election of 2015. Chief of the General Election Commission, Husni Kamil Manik, said the decision of the North Jakarta State Court, which recently ruled that the stewardship of the Golkar Party belonged to Abu Rizal Bakri, will not change the commission's stance. Bakri was elected as the chairman in party's National Congress in Bali. Manik also pointed out that if each conflicted group of the party proposes a different candidate, it will not be accepted because of the commission's regulation, which is still valid. In addition, a political observer from Andalas University in Padang, Asrinaldi, suggested that the conflict-ridden party should refrain from participating in the election. The dualism in management will complicate the party's political map, which should be chalked out first. According to Asrinaldi, if the conflicted groups of the party remain involved and win positions, there will be new issues. The National Police Chief General Badruddin Haiti said that the mastermind behind the Tolikara incident that happened during Idul Fitri prayer in Papua is still unknown. Badruddin said in Bangkalan on Saturday, July the 25th, that there is an indication that what happened in Tolikara was staged, but they are still investigating it. According to Badruddin, police continue to conduct the investigation into the real cause of the Tolikara case. The Papua police, he said, had named two suspects in the case that claimed one life and injured 11 others. Badruddin hopes that the probe against the two suspects would not only reveal the case but also the mastermind behind the case. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Kampos Racing driver Rio Haryanto secured second place by recording 1 hour 29 minutes and 552 seconds in GP2 free practice at Hungaroring Circuit Budapest, Hungary on Friday. Rio's media relation Cap Goldia reported to Antara News that Rio was 0.415 seconds behind IRT Grand Prix racer Stoffel van Dom, who finished first. The free practice for the 6 GP2 series ran under fair weather with 58% humidity. Feature race and sprint race session will run on Saturday and Sunday, July the 25th to 26. Indonesian ambassador in England and Hungary showed their support to the Indonesian racer in his last two races. Indonesia's financial regulator is allowing pension funds and insurance firms to buy corporate bonds with ratings below AA to boost the local market. An official said on Friday that the rule easing has already been applied to pension funds. Firdaus Jalani, non-bank financial institution supervisor at the Indonesian Financial Service Authority, told reporters that it will apply to insurers later this year. The authority on Friday issued 35 policies aimed at stimulating the economy, such as by developing the repurchase agreements market and encouraging small and mid-sized businesses to pursue initial public offerings. The regulator was considering easing investment in riskier products as the local market was not liquid enough. The East Flood Canal in East Jakarta will be projected as a culinary tour site in the near future. As planned, the site will be built in 4 zones to accommodate street vendors. Each zone would have 200 to 250 street vendors. Head of East Jakarta Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Cooperatives Department, Arfian, on Saturday said that the department will accommodate 800 street vendors in the area. Its zones will be mixed, starting from food, clothing, and accessories. He hopes all vendors could already have bank account next month. Last item, the Sidoarjo Mud Flow Mitigation Agency will accelerate the validation of compensation for Lapindo mud victims to meet the deadline on July 31, 2015. The agency spokesperson Winanto Hesti Prasetyo told Tempo on Saturday that they conduct the validation on Sunday. Earlier, the validation of the compensation was only conducted on business days. Earlier, Social Minister Hovifa Indar Parawansa said that the compensation for Lapindo mudflow victims would be paid simultaneously. She instructed that the compensation must be paid within July 31, 2015. To end the news, here are the main points once again. President Joko Widodo says Solo Sragen toll roads is to be completed next year. The General Election Commission stated that conflicted parties can register only one candidate. Mastermind behind Tolikara incident is still unknown. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hello, listener of NRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back with me, Rahma, in our weekly segment News from Across the Country, which presents you various interesting events from across the country during the week. Listener, the first news comes from the city of Gorontalo, Gorontalo Province, Sulawesi. Gorontalo Provincial Government distributed free food last Friday, July 24th, to 5,000 people in Lebaran Ketupat Tradition throughout Yosonegoro Street, Limboto Barat District, Gorontalo Regency. The food was prepared by the Regional Task Force or SKPD in the provincial government, and every visitor could stop by to eat in the location. Besides various Lebaran festivity special food, the event was enlivened by folk entertainment and interesting prizes. Lebaran Ketupat is a tradition which is held every year in the area. Various competitions also enliven Lebaran Ketupat, including horse race and karapan sapi or bull race, which are regularly held every Lebaran Ketupat celebration in Yosonegoro. Lebaran Ketupat is a tradition of descendants from Java Tondano in Gorontalo that is usually held on the 8th day of Idul Fitri. The tradition, which is centered in Kampung Jawa Yosonegoro Village, Limboto Barat District, is done by providing food for anyone who wants to come. Although they don't know each other, people from various areas are free to come, eat, and even bring food home, like dodol, fudge-like sweet made from glutinous rice, palm sugar and coconut milk, and nasi bulu, sticky rice steamed in bamboo. Lately, the tradition has been held in many places, and it is no longer dominated by Javanese Tondano people, but also Gorontalo people. Now we move to Magelang Regency, Central Java. People living on the slope of Mount Merbabu in Keditan Hamlet, Pogalan Village, Magelang Regency, Central Java, held Sungkem Tlompak as their cultural tradition, which falls on the fifth day of Lebaran festivity based on Javanese calendar last Wednesday, July 22nd. Sungkem Tlompak tradition was done in Tlompak Spring in Gejayan Hamlet, Banyusidi Village, Pakis District, which is about 7 km from Pogalan Hamlet. Parto Wiyoto, Pogalan community figure, said the tradition has been held by local people since 1932 after a drought hit the area that made them couldn't plant vegetables in their field because of the long drought. Sungkem Tlompak tradition is done by praying and burning kemenyan or incense, taking water by using drinking bottles, while some others washing face with water from the local shower. The tradition is also enlivened by people wearing traditional dance clothes, campur baur. In addition, Gejayan people welcome people who do Sungkem Tlompak tradition by wearing clothes of traditional dances like topeng ireng, geculan bocah, and gupolo gunung. Local people believe that Tlompak Spring is kept by a spiritual figure named Prabu Singobarong. According to Parto Wiyoto, the tradition aims to respect ancestors, preserve the spring, and strengthen social bond among villagers. The last news is from Palangkaraya, Central Kalimantan. Central Kalimantan Natural Resources Conservation Agency, or BKSDA, welcomed a three-month-old baby honey bear. The bear was found by people in Katingan Regency. According to the agency's head of conservation section, Yusuf Trismanto, the handing over is worth appreciating because it proves the increasing public awareness of protected animals. The baby honey bear will be brought to Nyeru Menteng Orangutan and Protected Animals Conservation to undergo medical checkup and determine whether it can be released to forest or not. Coordinator of West Kalimantan Territory Agency, Johannes Janito, explained the baby honey bear was found when Katingan people were looking for jenang, or as it say jernang, or a gum from resin trees in the remote forest around Tumbang Habangayo Petak Balai village, which becomes the habitat of honey bear. Well, listener, that ends news from across the country from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Rahma. Thanks for listening.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with 1945. The Potsdam Declaration is signed in Potsdam, Germany. The Potsdam Declaration, or the proclamation defining terms for Japanese surrender, is a statement that called for the surrender of all Japanese armed forces during World War II. On July 26, 1945, United States President Harry S. Truman, United Kingdom Prime Minister Winston Churchill, and Chairman of the Nationalist Government of China, Chiang Kai-shek, issued the document which outlined the terms of surrender for the Empire of Japan as agreed upon at the Potsdam Conference. This ultimatum stated that if Japan did not surrender, it would face prompt and utter destruction.
Next is an event from 1952, Evita Perón dies. Maria Eva Duarte de Perón was born on May 7, 1919 and passed away on July 26, 1952, was the second wife of Argentine President Juan Perón and served as the First Lady of Argentina from 1946 until her death in 1952. She is usually referred to as Eva Perón or Evita. Juan Perón was elected president of Argentina in 1946. During the next 6 years, Eva Perón became powerful with a pro-Peronist trade unions, primarily for speaking on behalf of labor rights. She also ran the Ministries of Labor and Health, founded and ran the charitable Eva Perón Foundation, championed women's suffrage in Argentina, and founded and ran the nation's first large-scale female political party, the Female Peronist Party. In 1951, Eva Perón announced her candidacy for the Peronist nomination for the office of Vice President of Argentina, receiving great support from the Peronist political base, low-income and working-class Argentines, who were referred to as descaminazados or shirtless ones. However, opposition from the nation's military and bourgeois, coupled with her declining health, ultimately forced her to withdraw her candidacy. In 1952, shortly before her death from cancer at 33, Eva Perón was given the title of Spiritual Leader of the Nation by the Argentine Congress. Eva Perón was given a state funeral upon her death, a prerogative generally reserved for heads of state. Last now is from 1956. Following the World Bank's refusal to fund building the Aswan Dam, Egyptian leader Gamal Abdel Nasser nationalizes the Suez Canal, sparking international condemnation. The Aswan Dam is an embankment dam situated across the Nile River in Aswan, Egypt. Since the 1960s, the name commonly refers to the High Dam. Construction of the High Dam became a key objective of the Egyptian government following the Egyptian Revolution of 1952, as the ability to control floods, provide water for irrigation, and generate hydroelectricity were seen as pivotal to Egypt's industrialization. The High Dam was constructed between 1960 and 1970 and has had a significant impact on the economy and culture of Egypt. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
Listener, this is Highlight of the Week from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati. Listener, the Indonesian government stepped to anticipate inflation rise during Lebaran festivity and Ramadan fasting month sees the result. Bank Indonesia predicted inflation flow in Ramadan and Lebaran this year to reach about 0.46% to 0.6% or lower than inflation in the same momentum last year and in 2013. Based on data from the Central Statistics Agency or BPS, inflation because of Lebaran in August 2013 reached 1.12% and inflation in July 2014 reached 0.93%. Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro has predicted that Ramadan wouldn't contribute high inflation because the government has made efforts to control main commodities price since 2 months ago. He saw indication that Ramadan and Lebaran inflation this year would be the lowest one in the past 5 years. According to him, regular and aggressive market operation last month is able to suppress price and decrease inflation. In the meantime, Coordinating Minister of Economy, Sofian Jalil, revealed that before Lebaran, inflation was quite high, followed by the declining purchasing power. It potentially affects the national economic growth in the second quarter this year. However, consumption rate will decrease sharply after Idul Fitri. It will keep inflation in the predicted figure. Like Sofian Jalil, economists from the Institute for Development of Economic and Finance, or INDEF, Afiliani stated, inflation after Lebaran will not be high anymore. However, Afiliani still reminds the government to maintain budget in the second semester of 2015. According to plan, the government will add budget to boost infrastructure development. It is because most of infrastructure raw material is imported. Rupiah may weaken because the need of US dollar will increase. Bank Indonesia Governor Agus Martowardoyo added, with the inflation trade balance which creates surplus influences the optimism of reaching inflation target throughout the year. However, other economists evaluated that low inflation should become warning for the government to boost people's purchasing power. This situation may reflect the declining people's purchasing power. Listener, that ends highlight of the week from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. President Joko Widodo or Jokowi, when inspecting the project in Sragen, said the construction of the Solo-Sragen section of the Trans-Jawa toll route is to be completed in 2016. Parties plagued with conflicts over stewardship can register only one candidate to contest in the regional head election of 2015. The National Police Chief General Badruddin Haiti said the mastermind behind Tolikara incident that happened during Idul Fitri in Papua is still unknown. Campos Racing driver Rio Haryanto secured second place by recording 1 hour 29 minutes and 552 seconds in GP2 free practice in Hungaroring Circuit, Budapest, Hungary. Indonesia's financial regulator is allowing pension funds and insurance firms to buy corporate bonds with ratings below AA to boost the local market. The East Flood Canal in East Jakarta will be projected as a culinary tour site in the near future. The Sidoarjo Mud Flow Mitigation Agency will accelerate the validation of compensation for Lapindo mud victims to meet the deadline on July 31st. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention 3 tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
listeners, you are still listening to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with English Bulletin Program. For feedback about the program, you can send us email to info@voi.co.id, info@voi.co.id, or english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. You can also send a letter to PO Box 1157, Central Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Listener, coming up next, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder. This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program introducing Indonesian tourism and including places of interest, culture and tradition, also Indonesian cuisine. Today, I will invite you to Pancuran Pitu at the foot of Mount Slamet, Batu Raden, Central Java Province. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Batu Raden area near Mount Slamet in Central Java provides natural tourism potentials which are quite promising. One of them is Pancuran Pitu or Seven Showers or Small Waterfalls. This place is a natural attraction since there is a geothermal spring produced directly from Mount Slamet. This location is called Pancuran Pitu or Seven Showers because there are seven small waterfalls which look like showers. Actually, Pancuran in Javanese means shower and in this case, small waterfall, while Pitu means seven. Water flowing in the Pancuran Pitu can be seen ejecting hot water containing sulfur. This condition has lasted for hundreds of years. The rock through which the hot water passed has then turned red-brown. Pancuran Pitu's height is only about 1 meter, which makes it interesting is the existence of seven arches waterfall created by the flow of hot water containing sulfur continuously. Pancuran Pitu, which is located at the foot of Mount Slamet, is a bit difficult to climb by car. Usually visitors would use bikes because they must pass through the winding streets and sharp turns. The adventurous one can walk through a trail straight to the entrance or parking lot located above Pancuran Pitu. And you just walk down hundreds of stairs made of cement towards it. Along the way to Pancuran Pitu, you will find exotic, unspoiled nature. You will enjoy a variety of attractive plants and flowers. If you happen to bring your own car, after parking the vehicle in the parking lot provided, to get to Pancuran Pitu, you still have to go down past the hundreds of steps with a distance of approximately 300 meters. If while going down the stairs you sprain your ankle or feel sore, do not worry because in Pancuran Pitu, there are some masseurs who offer their service using sludge containing sulfur that are ready to help you. The fee for this service is approximately 10,000 rupiahs or less than $1. The entrance fee to Pancuran Pitu is 15,000 rupiahs or around $1. But if you go straight to the waterfalls, you only have to pay 5,000 rupiahs. The main exoticism at Pancuran Pitu, in addition to the cool nature, is the hot water sulfur which can treat various skin diseases. You can soak yourself while feeling the massage reflection coming from the falls on your back. If you want some privacy, there are some private bathrooms with pools provided. After soaking and relaxing, you may feel hungry. Well, you can fill your stomach with typical culinary of Batu Raden like tempe mendoan or soybean cake, which is fried with some coating. Salt in stalls that provide foods and drinks. And before returning home, you can also buy souvenirs sold around Pancuran Pitu. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, which took you to Pancuran Pitu in Batu Raden, Central Jawa. Until tomorrow with other interesting topic.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and traditions, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be about the 2015 World Scout Jamboree, so stay tuned. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. World Scout Jamboree 2015, or the 23rd World Scout Jamboree, will be held from July 28th to August 8th, 2015 in Kirarahama, Yamaguchi, Japan. This activity is carried out by the World Scout Organization Movement, and Fahri Sulaiman, head of the Indonesian contingent to the Jamboree, said the Indonesian Scout Movement National Quarter is sending about 462 members and coaches from all over Indonesia. He was speaking during a scout assistant orientation to the Indonesian contingent to the World Jamboree some time ago. According to Fahri, the orientation was very important and useful to anticipate various possibilities in the World Jamboree in Japan. The World Jamboree is an event of scouts coaches level from around the world in the form of a large camp. World Jamboree coincides with 70 years of atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. This activity was first held in England in 1920. Vice Chairman of the National Quarter Foreign Relations, Ahmad Rusdi, said the orientation for companions of scout coaches was very important to prepare the Indonesian delegation. He added that the participants come to Japan on behalf of the country, so in addition to technical readiness, mental and spiritual preparation is equally important. The delegation members also have to understand the ethics and customs of scouts from all over the world. Before heading to Japan, the Indonesian Scouts contingent, consisting of scouts from various regions of the country, followed a debriefing for 4 days starting from July 13, 2015 in Cibubur East, Jakarta. A contingent member from Bogor, Gema Firdaus Aviantara, said he was proud to be selected to join the World Scouting activities. This is the second time he would participate in the international scouting. Previously, Gema followed some scouting activities in Malaysia in 2011. Endang Sumarni, a Jamboree advisor from Bogor, added, they are also equipped with knowledge about Indonesia because all participants are obliged to introduce their respective countries. World Scout Jamboree is to be followed by about 30,000 participants from 162 countries. It will be themed a spirit of unity, harmony, or togetherness. Well, that was Miscellany today.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention 3 tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play you some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listener, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing receptions reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Muhammad Salim Akhtar in Pakistan. Thank you for your email dated July 3, 2015. In his email, Mr. Muhammad Salim Akhtar told that he is a teacher. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Salim Akhtar. Thank you for your compliment on our broadcast. And as a teacher, of course, certainly you have a very nice experience. So if you have listened to our broadcast for a few years ago, what is your favorite segment of our program? And Mr. Muhammad Salim, if you want to participate in our wonderful quiz, please give your answer and do not forget to send your correct answer to our radio through email or letter as soon as possible, because we'll close the quiz on August 10, 2015. Yes, you still have few days to send it. And please tell your relatives and friends to send their answers of the quiz to our broadcast. Who knows, right? One of you will be the lucky one. Amen. Well, Mr. Muhammad Salim, we are looking forward to receiving your next email. Thank you very much, and special for you and our regular listener, we'll play a song from Paula Alodia Item with Janji di Atas Ingkar. Enjoy. Continue to answer emails, we'll introduce you to one of Indonesian singers, Paula Alodia Item. Paula Alodia Item, or popularly known as Audi,
was born in Jakarta on April 23, 1983. She is an Indonesian singer from a jazz musicians couple, Yopi Item and Effi Aquanti Aziz. Audi Item has begun her career since 2001. Her career in music is extraordinary. She has received Anugerah Musik Indonesia 2003 Musical Award as the Best Rock Singer, the Best Pop Female Singer, the Best Pop Album, Clear Top 10 Award 2003, and in 2004, Audi also received MTV Asia Awards 2004, Indonesian Favorite Artist, Anugerah Musik Indonesia 2013, as well as the Best AMI Awards 2013 Solo Female Nominee. Listener, that was a glimpse about one of Indonesian singer Paula Alodia Item, more popularly known as Audi. Before we play another song by Paula Alodia Item, we will reply an email from Tetsuya Sato in Japan. Hello, Tetsuya Sato, thank you for your email. We are very glad that you tried to listen to our broadcast via shortwave. But we're so sorry to tell you that it's been a long time that we have not broadcast via shortwave because our transmission is out of order. But we are working on it. In the meantime, we are broadcasting via internet. For English program, you can listen our 24 hours programs via streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. English.rriworldservice.com. And for other services such as French, Spanish, German, Japanese, Indonesian, Arabic, English, and Chinese, you can listen to it via indonesia.rriworldservice.com. indonesia.rriworldservice.com. Or by downloading our mobile application at RRI Play and RRI World Service on your smartphone. Thank you very much. And listener special for you, we'll play a very beautiful song by Paula Alodia Item, Hadirmu, or in English means your presence. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Now, we continue to reply an email from Ashraf Mirza. Hello there, Mr. Ashraf Mirza, wherever you are. Thank you very much for your email on our broadcast. And as a member of VOI Facebook fan page, have you sent your answer of our wonderful quiz? Oh, you should, okay? We hope you invite your relatives and your friends also to participate in the quiz. Well, Mr. Ashraf Mirza, special for you, we will play you a very beautiful song from Paula Alodia Item, or popularly known as Audi, entitled Pergi Cinta or Go Love. Let's check it out. listener, that was another hit by Paula Lodia Hitam. Unfortunately, we have to sign off now. We appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. And please do send your letters to Voice of Indonesia, English Service, P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia, English Service, P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to info@voi.co.id. info@voi.co.id. Or to English@voi.co.id. English@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan page, Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, or just follow our Twitter account @voiindonesia. @voiindonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, we are organizing Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015, as you know, and we have aired the questions, and you can join the quiz by answering the questions, of course. Who knows, you are the one of the lucky winners to win the grand prize, of course, visiting Indonesia for free. Can you imagine that? Well, for further information, you can visit www.voi.co.id. www.voi.co.id. You don't have to worry if you don't have passport, okay? You just send your answers and we'll provide additional prizes for those who cannot win the first prize, of course. Don't forget to send your entry. And the quiz will end on August 10, 2015. The first prize winners will be invited to Indonesia in September. Yes, so hurry up before the quiz ends. Well, listener, to conclude listener's mailbag for today, we will play you another song from Audi with Temui Aku or Meet Me. Well, it's time for me to signing out now. Nuka signing out saying have a great day and always love Indonesia. Thank you for listening and we'll meet again next week in listener's mailbag. Bye.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.